No income tax charge will arise if the aggregate of pre-owned assets charges in the tax year do not exceed £5,000. This test is applied before payments made by the chargeable person are deducted. If taxable values exceed £5,000, the full amount is taxed. Consider this illustration. Mr. Earl gave away some land in 2007 to his son. The arrangement was structured in such a way so as to avoid falling foul of the gift with reservation rules. The land is used by Mr. Earl to graze his horses. The rental value of the land is £6,000. Mr. Earl pays rent of £100 per month to his son. The pre-owned assets charges for 2010-11 will be as follows. We start with the appropriate rental value, which here is £6,000. We deduct payments made by Mr. Earl for the use of the land in 2010-11, which is £1,200. The pre-owned assets charge for 2010-11 is therefore £4,800. The £4,800 is treated as taxable income and will be reported on Mr. Earl's 2010-11 self-assessment return. The £5,000 de minimis rule does not apply, as the annual rental value exceeds £5,000. There are a couple of other exemptions from the pre-owned assets charge. We already know that no pre-owned assets charge arises if the gift falls within the existing gift with reservation rules, as the IHT charge will take priority. Also, no charge arises if the gift would be within the gift with reservation rules, but for the de minimis exemptions outlined in the Revenues Tax Bulletin of November 1993. For example, no reservation arises if the donor gifts an asset and is virtually excluded from benefit. Therefore, he could have some limited benefit or limited access to the gifted property without triggering a gift with reservation. The fact that he is not within the reservation rules in this instance does not therefore leave the donor subject to a pre-owned assets charge instead. Next we turn to the territorial scope of the charge. The pre-owned assets charge will not apply in a tax year in which the individual is not resident in the UK. Therefore, if a non-resident becomes UK resident, the pre-owned assets charge will bite from the time he becomes UK resident. If the individual is resident in the UK but is not UK domiciled, the charge will only apply to assets situated in the UK. If the donor subsequently acquires a UK domicile, the scope of the charge will thereafter be extended to his worldwide assets. However, non-UK assets held in a trust set up at a time when the donor was not UK domiciled will continue to be outside the pre-owned assets regime. Such a trust is called an excluded property trust. No charge will arise even if the donor subsequently becomes UK domiciled. This point is examined further in a later session. Where an individual is caught by the pre-owned assets rules, he can make an election to avoid the charge. The election is under Schedule 15, paragraph 21. The effect of the election is that no income tax charge will arise under the rules in respect of land or chattels he previously owned but continues to benefit from. However, the donor will instead be treated as having made a gift with reservation under the inheritance tax rules, such that the asset now forms part of his estate for IHT. The election should be made no later than the 31st of January following the tax year in which the individual first becomes liable to a pre-owned assets charge. However, HMRC have discretion to accept a late election in a particular case. The election can be revoked or varied at any time until the filing date, but cannot be withdrawn thereafter. The election is made on an asset-by-asset basis. Taxpayers who have previously been successful in devising schemes to avoid coming within the gift with reservations rules for IHT, and have no doubt incurred accounting and legal fees for the privilege of such IHT protection, now find themselves with an interesting dilemma. They can either choose to do one of two things. Taxpayers can choose to retain their IHT protection and not have the asset forming part of their estate on death, but at the price of an annual income tax charge for the remainder of their lives based on the annual rental value of the asset. Alternatively, taxpayers can elect to avoid the annual income tax charge, but at the expense of effectively unravelling the previously successful IHT planning scheme and having the asset brought back within their estates for IHT. One would expect the more elderly taxpayers may take the view that an annual income tax charge for the rest of their lives may be the lesser of two evils, and will work out to be a cheaper alternative than bringing a valuable asset back into their death estates and be subject to a 40% IHT charge. On the other hand, younger taxpayers may find that a one-off charge to IHT on death will not be as expensive as an annual income tax charge for what could be a significant number of years going forward. Such taxpayers may be better advised to make an election and avoid a pre-owned assets charge at the expense of coming within the gift with reservation rules. This is a broad generalisation, and taxpayers will make their minds up based on factors such as life expectancy, annual rental values, or notional interest charges, and potential future IHT liabilities. There is one example on pre-owned assets to complete this lecture. There is a charge under the pre-owned assets rules, as Francesca has provided cash, which has been subsequently used in acquiring a chattel which she is now using. As the asset is a chattel, the charge is calculated using the revenue's interest rate rather than the annual rental value. The notional interest is the value of the chattel, £125,000, multiplied by 4%, giving £5,000. However, Francesca only provided part of the funds to acquire the chattel, so this charge must be apportioned. Francesca provided £75,000 of the £125,000 purchase cost, so the apportioned charge is £3,000. Finally here, remember that where the chargeable amount is less than £5,000, the de minimis rules apply. The amount chargeable to income tax on Francesca for the year will therefore be nil. That concludes this lecture on the pre-owned assets regime.